I'd like to call this meeting of the Legislative Energy Commission Hiring Committee to order. It's Wednesday, August 25th at 5:30, and here we are in 300 south of the State Office Building, and we have one item on our agenda today, and that is to take action on the proposed hiring of an executive director for the LEC. In our June meeting, the full Legislative Energy Commission did two things. One, it decided that we should hire an executive director, and two, it discussed the appointment of a hiring committee to take action on that. And so I don't know if at this point Greg Hubinger from the LCC wants to say anything about the process.
If you'd like me to review the process, primarily for Representative Garofalo, that I'm glad to do that, or not.
That's not necessary.
Well, why don't I just briefly summarize that, we had staff review the initial submissions of resumes and narrow it down, and then some members participated in some interviews, some Republicans, some Democrats, and we haven't had an opportunity as a hiring committee to come together to make a decision, but we wanted the staff and the interviews to really get us down to our final candidate, and we have gotten to that point, and the only name that has been submitted for our executive director position is Annie Levinson-Falk, and so a motion would be in order.
Madam Chair, I move that the hiring committee of the Legislative Energy Commission appoint Ms. Annie Levinson-Falk as executive director effective October 14th, 2013, in accordance with compensation determined by the Legislative Coordinating Committee.
All in favor, say aye.
Why should we have Ms. Levinson-Falk come before us for just a minute?
I don't think so.
Nope. We can. Okay, I thought we'd vote, and then I thought we'd ask her if she accepts the offer.
Okay.
All those, as long as we're all three still here, you know, I always think you vote when your votes are in the room.
Yeah, I agree, and I think when I met with her, I was very impressed, as I think what I heard from the rest of you felt the same, so I think that's good.
Yeah, we had positive reviews all the way around from staff and member input, and we're just delighted that we're at this point. So all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, please say no. Having three votes for and zero against, the motion prevails. Ms. Levinson-Polk, if you want to just come forward and let us know if you would be willing to accept the position as Executive Director for the Legislative Energy Commission.
Yes, I would be happy to.
And your starting date will be October 14th?
Yes.
And you don't have to do any work until then.
Great.
Have fun.
She's supposed to have fun on vacation.
Yes. Yes.
It's the legislature. You don't have to do any work after that either.
I'm taking notes.
And just for the record, I think it would be good for us to just have you tell us a little bit about your background and the qualifications that brought you to this job.
Sure. So I'm currently the Senior Policy Manager at the Citizens League. And in that position, I'm responsible for both coordinating and overseeing all of the policy work of the organization, which is multi-issue, and also leading the work on electrical energy, which has been a several-year-long stakeholder process to build agreements across Minnesota electrical energy stakeholders about what do we really need to get out of our state's electrical system, and what are some ideas for changes that we could make to get where we need to be in the future. So I'm excited for the opportunity to be continuing some of that work, but on a broader scale and more directly with policymakers.
Sounds great. Does anybody have anything?
Madam Chair, I'll just say that I think there were lots of good candidates, and we've got a very great one, and I'm very excited. And since Representative Hackbarth participated in some of the interviews as well, I want to thank him for doing so, and Senator Brown, I guess, couldn't be here tonight, but he participated as well, and I think it went well. Good process. We got a good candidate. Look forward to working with you.
Yeah, I, too, am very grateful for the bipartisan collaboration on making the decision and reviewing the candidates, and especially thankful to Representative Hackbarth and Representative Garofalo for helping, and I think we're at a good point. So do you have anything? Or all right. We don't even need a motion to adjourn. I can just adjourn, right?
You can just adjourn.
This meeting's adjourned.